Hey guys, love the Care Tag Show? Well, now you can follow us on iTunes. Search for us on the iTunes Store. You might have to search around a bit. Or check out podcast.care-tag.org. That's podcast.care-tag.org. Listen, enjoy, and join us on Care Tags.
Hello, and welcome to Care Tags Podcast. This is Adam / Unwashed Molasses. The usual co-host, unfortunately, Michael, is not available for today's session, so it's going to just be me. Shout out to Michael and hope he's doing all right. Our guest today is user Birdman Caw.
Hi.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Jack, also known as Birdman Caw. I'm also a space pope over on Style Forum.
So, that's a good segue into a question that I had, which is, you're a fairly high-profile poster on Style Forum.
No. Anything
but that. Oh, no! Anyway, obviously it was very interesting to have you come over to Care Tags, which begs the question, what was it about the forum that caused you to say, oh, hey, that's a place that might be fun to post?
Well, honestly, I forget who it was. Someone sent me a message over on Style Forum saying, you should check out Care Tags. I think you'd like it. And I checked it out and made an account and forgot about it for like 2 months because I'm horrible. And I wandered back there and I was struck, like, I think Style Forum's great if you just want info on clothes and
You
can get, you know, what's good, what's not, like how it fits, where to get it. But the people there, like, it reminds me, like, I live up on, like, kind of the student ghetto in Boulder, and I'm surrounded by frat houses, and that's what Style Forum is. It's, like, there's a lot of cool people, but there's just a lot of, like, really just not nice people and very rude people. And so I came over to Care Tags, and I was like, okay, there's a lot of the aesthetic directions I think people are taking, like, aren't, like, I'm worlds away from, like, let's say Bella or Smiles, like, everyone is kind of on the same page in terms of attitude. Like, everyone's pretty nice, like, pretty helpful. And so really it was the attitude that kind of got me. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I think that's all credit to our moderators, Germinal and Cameron, for that. They definitely have given Care Tags a lot of direction and made it into a really special place.
Yeah, like Style Forum, like, there's almost no moderation. It's just a mess.
Oh, man.
And, like, Style Zeitgeist, not really worth talking about. And Super Future is confusing.
Style Forum, but meaner people.
Oh, God. Yeah. Internet, what have you done?
It's really bizarre sometimes. It reminds me of, I think it was Thomas Paine on Care Tags a while ago posted an interview with Asa Akira. This is totally relevant, I promise. If you're not familiar, Asa Akira is a well-known Asian porn star. But it was an interview she did with The Hundreds. And again, I swear this is getting someplace relevant. In the interview, they talk about like psychological issues in pornography, like what people have that goes into that.
Yeah.
And the dude that's interviewing her, who's, I guess, involved with The Hundreds in some way, I don't know if he's CEO or I don't know what his connection is, but basically he talks about that in the streetwear scene, often what you'll find is a lot of dudes with daddy issues, people that are incessantly seeking out male approval and doing it through the medium of clothes. Do you think there's any parallel with that as far as internet fashion goes?
I mean, I feel like there'd have to be. It does seem to be like a disproportionate member of just like very, very aggressive personalities. When criticized, you know, they get like super defensive. I could definitely see that. And maybe part of that is just like the classic internet, you know, you're hiding behind a mask, you can be an asshole. But no, actually, that's yeah. Very interesting. I never thought about it in that way. Seeking approval. Jeez. Sobering.
Are you seeking approval?
Am I seeking approval? Oh, jeez. Yeah, probably a little bit. Is it like, I feel like it's kind of impossible to escape. It's like, yeah, I'm posting pictures of myself online. Like, there has to be something going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems there's really no use pretending that any kind of authenticity or, oh, I'm just wearing things for my own sake and my own personality. I don't think you can ever truly disconnect those things.
Yeah. I'm not sure how I feel about the whole authenticity thing.
That's a nebulous topic for sure.
Oh, so nebulous. Yeah, maybe we just shouldn't go there. That's like a deep. I'm not sure we could crawl our way out of once we've dug it.
All right. Well, changing the topic then. Michael's not here, so I'm going to start it off with hardball questions. I took a journalism class in college, so I'm very authorized to give written interviews.
Okay. Good. So, nice.
Your fits are fairly well known and typically within the same aesthetic direction, very consistent, a lot of people have said. Why do you hate your body so much, and why do you try and hide it with 18 layers?
I'm a hideous mutant, like just like basically from the neck down. It's a mass of tentacles, eyes, mouths, a couple of extra limbs. Yeah, no, it's really bad.
You could be revealing that on plenty of other forums and being just as popular.
Oh no. It was like a night ago, like me and a friend were like walking to some like pizza place or something, and it was freezing out and he didn't have a coat, and so I gave him a coat and he like put it on. I was like, I feel super safe in this. And I think it's kinda like that, like I don't know, with 18 layers it's like I'm wearing armor. Like it's a very comforting feeling. That, and I think it looks cool, really.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's many people that are debating that. I know you've made the Yoji connection as far as his philosophy on oversized clothes and them fitting like armor before in the past.
Exactly.
I gotta ask, the friend that you were walking with, was this somebody that's also interested in fashion, or is this just somebody else from college?
No. Like, the complete opposite.
So that's really cool to me that something like that can be that universal. You don't need to be in fashion to get the same kind of feeling evoked.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, I don't know, it's something a little deeper than that. It's interesting to, like, especially living up in, like, a student environment, like, who, I don't know, who kind of, like, recognizes it, or, like, who gets it, quote-unquote. I don't know, it's surprising. I don't know where I'm going with this, like, how many people are kind of on the same page, even if they don't necessarily show it. I don't know. I don't know.
are there many people in your area that are about that life?
No, I think Capital actually would do really, really well here, because there you see like a lot of hippie types. I'm from Boulder, Colorado, like big, I'm going to school here, like big hippie town. It sells really well here. I ran into another dude wearing like engineered garments the other day, and that was the first time I'd ever seen stuff like that. It's a lot of really poorly put together business casual and like North Face.
That's pretty awesome to me that you saw engineered garments and that was the first thing you saw, because that was actually on my campus. I hadn't seen anything anywhere like close to internet fashion in any way, but a couple weeks ago before school let out, like, I was just walking down, see a random professor walking past, and I see the pen pocket and the red button, and I'm like, oh damn. I have that shirt.
It's scary. It gets like the adrenaline pumping. It's like, oh my god, they're here.
Yeah. Like at first, I was like, oh, maybe I should like stop and ask him about a shirt. And then I was like, in any other context, that's pretty weird.
But there's like, nah. There's definitely some people who are about that life. The other, like a couple days ago, a guy in a dress and a motorcycle jacket and a wide brimmed cowboy hat and a giant beard and cowboy boots tried to sell me a whole bunch of weed brownies. And I politely declined, but like, there's some people who are about that life here. It gets a little scary. Like I said, Capital would sell real, real well.
Speaking of Capital, you posted a fit recently with a Capital parka in it. I felt that I should point out that I actually have started a Capital thread on Care Tags.
I should probably cross-post that there.
I would love to get a review from you on that.
Dude, it's awesome. It's an awesome piece of... It like, you could put it together like a thousand different ways. So many buttons. So much just random shit. I love giant parkas. Like, I don't, it's huge. It has the most ridiculous hood. It's the best. It's the best.
Good to see you enjoying it.
Yeah. A little, maybe a bit too enthusiastic about stuff like that. But fucking cool parkas? Yeah. Go for it.
As far as enthusiasm about specific things in fashion goes, see, I got the segues unlocked today.
Nice.
As far as
really strong.
As far as segues go, I've noticed in your fits that you typically will list not just the brands, but also usually fabrics. Fabric choice, different blends and stuff, is always really interesting to me as far as almost more than design in some cases, in what can make a garment interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that something that stands out to you as well? Is that something that you seek or use as a process of elimination when you're looking at different clothing?
I mean, I think so. Like, I'll always take something in a cool fabric over, like, cotton. I mean, cotton can be real nice, but, like, it's, like, so middle of the road. I think a lot of it, like, comes down to utility, like, linen in the summer, wool in the winter. But honestly, it's kind of like secondary. Like, I mostly look for stuff like cuts I like, details I like, and fabric's cool. But like, I don't know, when you're covering it with like 100 different layers, it doesn't really matter that much. I don't know. It was real interesting. Like going, I was in like New York for a couple of days last summer, and like going into the Rick Owens store and being like, this guy knows his fabrics. He has it on lock. And I think with some, I don't know. I think with like some directions people take, fabric should be real central. I'm thinking like maybe like Ghostface on Styleform, or like a lot of the Yoji people.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I'm more interested in like color and shape and proportions. Cool materials are cool materials, but also cool materials are expensive. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I'm still, you know, a college student working as a waiter. So I don't know. It's tricky sometimes.
Do you have, as far as college student working as a waiter doesn't sound necessarily like a very high-paying job, although obviously you can get a lot of tips. And
yes.
Depending on how good you are, I'm just going to assume you're good.
Oh, no. Don't assume that.
So you've obviously got a wardrobe that has a lot of very high-profile designers that are, when bought stock, very expensive. Is that something that you do very often, buying stock? And if not, how do you source these different kind of things?
I think the only thing I've bought in stock and like not on sale was a MA Cross aviator jacket and like a couple of beanies. Everything I bought, with the exception of underwear and socks, thank God. everything is used. And I think it's cool. Like Rakuten Rack City is like, it's ridiculous. You can get really nice stuff really cheap, and I don't know. I basically, all of my purchases have been funded by either having like some really good days at work or just selling stuff I don't really want, or just haven't been wearing. And it's been slowing down a lot. Like I can't see myself making a lot of big purchases for a while. But yeah, it's fun. I feel like I feel bad saying this, but I really like the game. Like, I really like searching on classifieds, finding stuff, like trying new stuff on. I don't know. It's a great way to like just experiment and see. You know, there's something to be said for buying, you know, everything from stores, you know, at retail, because you have to think about more like, okay, I'm gonna drop money on this. Like a lot more money. I have to be sure if I love it. And I think definitely buying used, you get a lot more stuff. It's like, oh, I'll try it. Like, oh, it might work out, it might not. But at the same time, like, you, I don't know. I feel like all the different directions, like, my style, quote unquote, I really hate that word, jeez. I feel like such an asshole, God. Been influenced by just like buying some piece. I was like, oh, maybe I'll like it, maybe I won't. And then it's like, wow, I really like this, or and then like, wow, this is what I've wanted this whole time, and then kind of following that path. So It's fun. Long story short, it's fun.
Very cool.
Yeah.
One question that I'm always interested in finding out stuff about, whenever I talk to anybody new that's in the whole fashion thing is, you've obviously got a, sorry for the word use, trigger warning,
oh, no.
You've always obviously got a very distinctive style.
Oh no! Why'd you have to say that?
But as far as, like, the realm of everything fashion, like, all various designers, different aesthetics go, What is it that you would be able to say that it interests you on in the sense of where fashion is going or just what you're interested in now? And is there anything out there that you would say you really enjoy but wouldn't necessarily wear?
Kind of the brand that I'm all about right now is M.A. Cross, Maurizio Amade, who was once doing stuff for Carpe Diem. It's raw. The materials are awesome. It's well thought out. It's pretty, like, kind of, in terms of details, it's pretty sparse. And I think it's clothing that looks awesome, like, really, really, really awesome worn in. It's also stupid expensive, and so that's never going to happen. But I've been really into, like Pierre Wu. I don't know. Like, there's something very easygoing about her clothes, while also, I don't know, there's a weird edge to it. I'm thinking about, I think it was one of her first collections where it was like a lot of long sweaters, shorts, and like weird strap socks. And I saw it, my mind was kind of blown. It's like, this is, it's total futurist, like, you know, it's some Star Trek shit, but it also seems like so warm and like just not sterile in the way I think, let's say like Calvin Klein with the neoprene Mega Man jackets, or you know, some of like the Raf Simons. Is that how you pronounce it? I'm horrible at pronouncing anything. Some of the astronaut stuff he does. So yeah, I'm interested in her a lot. Like a lot of those, stuff like that. Really, it's cool. But I don't think I'd ever really branch out and explore it.
Makes sense. All right. We're going to do the classic Care Tags podcast game, which is Buy, Burn, Steal. I don't know if you're familiar.
I think I am.
It's an adaptation of the classic party game or just conversational game. What is it? Fuck, Marry, Kill? I believe.
Fuck, Marry, Kill, yeah.
Depending on the sensibilities of the people involved, it's a few different things. But, so, I gotta come up with some stuff on the spot, but I'll see what I can do as far as making it interesting. If you had to choose between buy, burn, or steal, going for a Damerdoma robe, a pair of Yoji suspender pants, or Rick Owens Geobaskets. What would you buy, burn, or steal? I know you've already got Dunks, but just pretend you don't.
Okay. All right. Pretending I don't have Dunks, that changes everything.
Well, do it regular first, and then pretend.
Nah. Okay. All right. I'd steal the Dunks, and then probably sell them. I'd burn the Yoji suspender pants, which kills me inside, and I'd buy the robe.
Man, burning Yoji.
Burning, that's... I know, right? It's like burning the American flag, but for the internet.
Seriously, oh man.
Yeah, it's a dark time in my life.
Oh, well, on that sad, somber note, I think we're about wrapped up, unless there's anything you want to say, as long as you've got a platform to address the whole of Care Tags and the internet.
No. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I have nothing to say.
Nah, man. It was great. It was great to have you.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
No problem. All right, so everyone listening, hope you enjoyed the podcast. Join us next time when somebody else talks and some other people listen. We don't really know yet. All right, so... signing off, I'm Adam. I'm usually with Michael, but hopefully we'll have him back next time to host. If you want it to last, you gotta read the care tags. Have a good night.